RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Light Between Oceans, now playing in area theaters.
No matter how gorgeous your film is, and make no mistake, Derek C. and France's The Light Between Oceans is a sight to behold, the story is either just as, if not more, important. If today's episode of General Hospital was shot as carefully and majestically as The Light Between Oceans, it would still be General Hospital, with superior framing. The story of a couple in love, yearning to be parents and making choices which will impact multiple lives, is a wet melodrama oozing in schmaltz. Three of contemporary film's finest actors do their best with the material, the camera soars over epic landscapes, but the narrative feels so contrived and over the top that most of the audience's enjoyment will be when it finally ends. Based on the eponymous best-selling 2012 novel by M.L. Stedman, I had no idea where this tale was set. If it was mentioned earlier on, I missed it. The lighthouse separates two oceans, therefore, that narrows it down. But I can honestly say I had no idea we were in Western Australia, separating the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Nobody has an Australian accent. Tom Sherborne, played by Michael Fassbender, is a shell-shocked Great War vet, so that narrowed it down to a handful of countries. The silver lining of experiencing geographic vertigo, however, is the power of the scenery. The lighthouse, situated on Janus Island, 100 miles out to sea from the mainland, has a significant visual impact. The wind, of which the steady state is a speed a bit below gale force, is deafening. The solid lighthouse sits just above a small wooden cottage, is nestled near some wild grassland, and the rest are jagged ridges and cliffs. Even though the actual shooting location was not on an island, C. and France and director of photography Adam Arkapaw had me fooled. C. and France loves to put a relationship up on screen and examine it through different prisms and multiple facets. 2010's Blue Valentine studied a marriage falling apart during different periods jumping back and forth in time, from young love to frustration and back to infatuation. 2012's The Place Beyond the Pines analyzed a father-son dynamic over a couple generations, also impacted by life and death consequences. Our central relationship here centers on Tom and his new wife, Isabel Graysmark, played by Alicia Vikander, a local girl from the seaside village closest to Janus Island. Tom and Isabel are simpatico, neither minds too much their severe isolation on the island operating and maintaining the lighthouse, but Isabel wants most to share her idyllic life with children. After two miscarriages, call it fate or coincidence, a drifting rowboat arrives on shore with a dead man and a live infant. Tom, the man yearning for tranquility and a sense of order in the world after experiencing an untold amount of death and mayhem on the battlefield, wants to alert the proper authorities. Isabel, an impulsive character by nature, easily persuades Tom to accept God's gift and pass off the little girl as their own. Flash forward 4 years, and little Lucy, played by Florence Cleary, is a wonder. She is inquisitive about nature and the stars and loves her life with Mama and Dada on the island. Tom, drowning in guilt because he knows Lucy's true mother, Hannah, played by Rachel Weisz, hems and haws over whether to let well enough alone or to come clean, which would mean not only the end of his employment, but could very well lead to the end of his marriage and freedom. At times, The Light Between Oceans borders on psychological thriller when it takes a break from melodrama as Tom leans toward discovery without the care of Isabel's input and opinion on the matter. No matter who you choose to identify with, and agree or disagree with, there are no villains in the story. Nobody makes choices out of malice. Depending on how you view the world, you may see the fault lines as black and white, like a law enforcement professional or judge, or more likely, you will discern the inherent moral ambiguity of the situation, and attempt to weigh one widow's grief and ignorance against that of a four-year-old who only knows one set of caretakers. However, layer all of these emotions with heavy-handed speeches, screaming, and a river of tears, and you have a movie skewed too far into the realm of deliberate tear-jerking and away from rational examination. The Light Between Oceans is cloaked in a vivid, harsh beauty, yet is diluted with such a lack of subtlety and poise, the whole adaptive experiment soars off the cliff. That is why I give The Light Between Oceans 2 out of 4 stars.
The Light Between Oceans is rated PG-13, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Park Place Stadium 16, the Movico Sundial 19, in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.